The 1,000-bed field hospital operating at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center is known as Boston Hope. City, state, and some healthcare providers came together to open it for people who have coronavirus but don't need acute-level hospital care. Half of the beds are dedicated to people who are homeless. WQBUR's Lynn Joliker spoke with a nurse and doctor heading up that part of the facility and prepared this report.
Hello. Good, how are you?
As registered nurse Bridget Sullivan walks up and down the rows of patient pods at Boston Hope, the noise she makes is unmistakable.
You can hear my gown swishing and all my PPE.
It's her personal protective equipment. She wears a gown or a full-body suit, N95 mask, gloves, and face shield. And even though it can be uncomfortable, Sullivan is grateful to have it. She's wrapping up another 12-hour shift in the respite for people who are homeless and have the coronavirus, located in the Boston Hope Field Hospital in the Seaport. So far, about 300 people have stayed here. Sullivan and other staff from Boston Healthcare for the Homeless Program are running the facility. She says they've tried to make it feel less like a hospital and, cavernous as it is, more like a home.
I see people in front of me at the little movie theater we've set up.
Workers play cornhole with the patients. There's bingo, crafts, an internet cafe where patients can use laptops to play games or look for jobs or housing. Treatment here goes beyond the coronavirus.
So now I'm going to make a couple laps around the unused units and make sure that nobody's crawled into a bed that maybe they shouldn't be in. We're very vigilant about harm reduction and the opioid epidemic, and we just want to make sure that nobody's going to get harmed in our facility.
Sullivan points out the opioid epidemic is still in full force. Workers from the Boston Public Health Commission are stationed outside the bathrooms, armed with the overdose reversal drug naloxone. They're making sure no one is inside too long. So far, there have been no overdoses. Patients are able to get methadone and suboxone treatments at the facility. Those not in treatment, without a ready drug supply, are at risk of painful withdrawal.
People are not allowed to go out on the street, so that can present a pretty significant challenge if they are active in their substance use disorders. They are not locked here. However, they can sign out against medical advice if we're unable to manage their detox well enough.
So far, two people have signed themselves out for that reason, 13 others because of different personal concerns, Sullivan says. The people staying here have either no COVID-19 symptoms or just mild ones. That's the case with the vast majority of people who are homeless in Boston and have had the coronavirus, according to doctors who've overseen the testing. But unlike the general population, these patients can't isolate at home. Dr. Peter Smith is with Boston Healthcare for the Homeless.
Our patients come from an extremely stressful environment to begin with, staying in a shelter with hundreds of other people, dealing with the stresses of extreme poverty, violence, and then to throw this terrifying illness on top of it. The fear that there's no way to isolate yourself or protect yourself from illness is really anxiety-provoking for a lot of people.
The first 24 to 36 hours at the field hospital are critical, according to nurse Bridget Sullivan.
We're seeing people uprooted and sometimes triggered by previous traumas and, you know, checking in with them as quickly as we can on admission and setting up telehealth appointments with psychiatrists and making sure that they have their medications and making sure that they feel supported and they know who to talk to.
Social workers provide group therapy on site. Clinicians help people manage their chronic medical conditions, including diabetes, heart disease, and HIV. Occasionally, someone spikes a fever or develops breathing troubles from COVID-19. Smith and Sullivan say so far, half a dozen patients have been transferred to the neighboring exhibition hall at Boston Hope. That's the full field hospital run by Partners Healthcare. And as patients at the respite recover, they're making clear what the care here means to them.
Walking by our board of thanks, so we have a bunch of patient messages in Spanish and in English.
They express their gratitude in person, in handwritten letters, and in magic marker on a whiteboard.
There is no amount of anything that can repay these workers here. Boston Hope gave me that. Hope.
Sullivan is struck by her patient's resilience. But she says she's saddened that so many of them have faced years of isolation that have prepared them for this crisis. The staff cheers for some of the patients as they're released, the ones who are in the frame of mind to celebrate having beaten the coronavirus, even as they're not going back to their own homes. They're returning to homeless shelters. Dr. Smith recalls one patient who was bowled over by Boston Hope.
He was so happy that everybody had come together to provide this for our patients. But then he sort of stepped back and reflected and was like, you know, if we were able to do this all along, how come it never was done before? How come when there wasn't a healthcare crisis, people weren't doing this for homeless people?
Those at the field hospital hope the spirit that led to this facility will carry on in the form of greater cooperation to help people who are homeless after the crisis is over. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.